This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is our Hidden Killers half year in review with True Crime Today. A look back at some of the most compelling conversations about the biggest cases we're following for you right here over the last 6 months and first half of 2024. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Hey, we are going through the audio of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. This is audio that we've obtained about her stay in prison. This is her talking with Kevin. This is her talking with Jody. This is her talking with, I don't think it's attorneys, family members, various people who believe the insane crap that they believed. And it really, it shows, you know, just utter I don't know what the word for it even is, because it's kind of like a roller coaster, bipolar type behavior. In one moment, she's talking about being accountable, realizing the errors in her ways. In one, she's talking about how this is all a witch hunt. And very much also saying, if you've seen some of our other videos or other audio pieces here on the podcast, it's all about
the devil. The devil made me do it.
And yeah, because when the devil makes you do it, nobody has to be accountable, right? Let's go to this next piece of audio. It's talking about it being a witch hunt, in the words of Ruby Frankie.
This is a free call from
Ruby Frankie, Purgatory Corrections.
An inmate at Purgatory Correctional Facility. This call is subject to recording and monitoring. Press 1 to accept all communications from this inmate and cellmate. To deny this call,
who comes up with the names of these places, by the way? Purgatory Correction Facility. It's like somebody, what should we call the place, Bill? I'm a purgatory. I think that's a good one. It's like we fuck with a purgatory.
Thank you for using Tellmate.
Anyone's like Depths of Hell Correctional Facility. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
When I saw how long this separation was lasting, I wanted to think of some ways that I could bring in money or make some money if you didn't ever come back. So I would, that's when I asked if you would co-sign on a loan if I found a house. Maybe I could Airbnb it or rent it out, or I've been playing with numbers in my head, and I think I could make something, but I don't want to be dumb. I want to be very conservative. So
So we're talking about real estate options, I guess, after you're in prison for abusing the shit out of your kids. Maybe Airbnb or house, make some money that way, or maybe got it. What is she talking about? Let's continue.
Hold the money, and I have it in a bag. And
with you? Do the police have it?
Well, I don't know what the police took. I don't know what the police have.
But the bag was at Jody's house?
They can't just take people's money.
Yes, they can!
That's not right.
Well, they're not going to take the money, but when they have a search warrant, they have access to everything in the house.
Sure. Yeah.
Property seizure.
I have a feeling we're going to need that money.
We might do. So, I haven't been making big purchases. I've been very conservative. I think the biggest expense has been the kids' schooling, and that's they have enough curriculum to get them for a couple years. So,
Okay. I just received a text from Ted Dawson out of the blue. Ted Dawson, who I haven't heard from in years.
What, he just texted you?
Yeah, the story's out. So he said, Stormy sent me an article and it just broke my heart. I just wanted you to know I'm thinking about you and if I can ever be a resource, we are always here.
Are we in the news?
It sounds like that at least you're in the news. I don't know about me. I don't know what he's talking about. But
I'm wondering if they went to Sherry to, like, ask her questions.
I don't know.
These bookings are public.
I know they are. And a couple months ago, Business Insider was reaching out to me, and I ignored their email, but I'm going dark.
This is a witch.
I'm not at BYU anymore, so I don't know how they're going to find me.
Yeah, maybe it was a blessing. This is a witch hunt. The devil's been after me for years.
Oh, there we go again.
The devil's been after me for years.
Ruby, again, your decision-making has caused this shit to happen. It's not the devil. Nobody's out to get you. You have been on a self-destructive mission to destroy your family and yourself. And congratulations, you did it.
Wait a second, I thought it was me.
No, devil, I'm sorry, it was...
God damn it, I thought it was
me. No. Let's watch our language, devil.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, God. Again, extreme religious beliefs, mental illness, shake it up in a martini shaker, and this is what you get. And a codependent husband who probably has his own issues too, that refuses to walk away from this and say, there's no reason I need to be enduring this anymore. I know he finally has, but at the time, I don't know how you immediately don't have that reaction, but to each their own, he finally did. Let's go back to the devil.
And he's mad as heart to death.
And then we have that sound. Turn that down for a moment and see if we get the audio back. Maybe that's
the devil. See, I'm not letting you hear anything right now.
Have you shared that with the detectives?
I have not said a word until we have an attorney.
Okay, well, you know that this phone call is being recorded.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
Yes, that will come out. That will come out.
Okay.
When we were driven to the jail, the detective was putting us in the car, and Jody said,
back to the horrible sounds. Jody said that.
I trust you. So
they're going to be in the hospital for 3 days.
So weird. It's just not necessary. They're trying to exaggerate this.
They didn't show me any pictures or anything, but the way they described it, it was very serious.
You have exceeded the allowable time for this call.
Well, how convenient. Goodbye. How convenient for Ruby that the call time was exceeded, and then suddenly, oh, Can't be held accountable there. But would she ever accept any blame? It always goes back to
the devil.
There's more to come. We'll keep playing these, and we're going to keep working through them here on the podcast from Hidden Killers and True Crime Today. You can also watch us on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Just search the Hidden Killers podcast on YouTube, and you'll find us there with all of the video as well. It's crazy. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe and stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.